Zohar, Parshas Vayigash, Day 4, an excerpt from 2:8b. Tachazi, come and see, a new revelation. Elio Amar, the prophet Elijah said, Malachim Kings 1:17, Agamal Amona Asherim is Gaveri Ma. Also for the widow, I'm rolled around by her. What's going on? The Zohar explains, because Tolum blessed be, he said to Elijah, behold, I commanded a woman who's a widow to sustain you. And anyone who sustains and nourishes someone who needs it, how much more so? And the day meaning at the time of a famine. Behold, he's united with the tree of life. He causes for himself children, for himself life and for his children. Person merits to draw life to himself and to all those that come out of him as a bracha, just like he gave to someone else. Well, Kim, then it was explained. Now Leo says, anyone who gives endurance to soul in the world, he merits to life. He merits to unite, be lona de chai, with the tree of life. And now it rains the side of death, the tree of death, the bedside on the widow. Yan Poktis Lamazanli, that you commanded to sustain me. Begin Ka Chariosa. What's that? It seems bad. Vitam, if you'll say the Ralo is over the Banashmim Kutcher Brichu, that bad is not done to a person from Dolim Bas Bihi. Says Mipi El, you don't take say Ra. There's another verse, says in Eich Lamentations, that from the mouth of the Supernal One doesn't come out, nothing bad comes out. Tochasi, come and see Bazim the Banash Ozal Yimina. At the time when a person goes to the right, the protection of Hashem is always by him. And the other side is not able to rain on him. This bed is subjugated before him. It's not able to rain. Once the protection of Hashem, the Holy Blessed be He, passes away from him, begin to because he was attached to bed. Then at his bed. In other words, a person turns away from Hashem and automatically subjects himself to negative influences. But if he would be by Hashem, for being by Hashem, nothing bad comes out, so therefore automatically he's protected and nothing bad can happen to him. Once it sees, meaning the other side, that there's not within protection, then it rains upon him. And it comes to destroy him. And then it's given to him permission, and he takes his soul. Moshe said in Shmos Exodus 5, Lo Mariosa, why have you done bad? That was given permission to the other side, the bad side, to rain upon them, upon Israel. To be in his subjugation. So that's what it means. Not that Hashem does bad, but Hashem takes his protection away, and automatically the person is subject to the negative influences. So a person just has to put himself, be with Hashem all the time, automatically he's protected. Another explanation. Why did you do bad? So many of them were dying. This Masri was situated around, giving to the bedside. Tachazi, come and see a new light. B'shaita the Tov. Isser. At the time when good is awakened, Diyu Yimina, which is the right side. Kol Chedu v'chol Tivu v'chol B'chon Mishtachin. All bliss and all good and all blessings are found. V'kula b'chashoyin. It's all in silence. Ihi. Kamodu Gmur, as explained, Amri. We say after Shema Yisrael, we proclaim our faith. Israel Hashem is one. We say afterwards, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and eternity. We say it silently. And that's the secret of the divine providence spreading down to the other side and making alive things even that are far away from Hashem. So even if a person, Chas Hashem, falls away from Hashem, you should know Hashem is really there also. And if he screams, he says, where is Hashem? So Nachman says, this itself that he screams where, that means he knows Hashem is there. So therefore, he can find Hashem and reconnect, even from the lowest places. But it's like a secret, because he can't say it out loud, that Hashem is found in the underground and all these other places. Razador begin, the EU kedin yichud kedukhochazi. And this secret is in order that then is the unification as is fitting. It's only the shlemus, the completion, the way things are supposed to be when we're able to recognize Hashem from the dark side also. So that's why we have to say, after we proclaim Hashem as oneness in Shema Yisrael, we have to say Baruch Shem to proclaim his oneness and recognize him from the other side also.